You're listening to Dennis Stuckey, live from the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island on 1380 WPHM.
Yes, we're going to start right now. Welcome back. Dennis Stuckey Show, where you go till 7 o'clock this evening here on WPHM. And look what the horse dragged in. Bill Gilmer on Mackinac Island. I never thought I'd see the day. It took retirement to get Bill up to the island, to the Pink Pony. We're surprised that we got him to come out of the Pink Pony and to join us here at the Grand Hotel. We're also surprised that the people at the Grand Hotel saw Bill coming and still let him come in.
Well, he came in the back door.
I had these Bayview hats that I've stolen years ago that they think I'm somewhat important.
Well, what year is that?
It's 2017. Oh, okay. It's not that bad.
Right. Yeah. You didn't do too
bad. I have
bad.
16. I've seen 18s out there.
Well, I've got an 18, but I was wearing my 15 on the boat the other day.
Okay.
The skipper of the boat that I was on said, it looks like one of the old hats. And, of course, it's faded and dirty because I wear it to mow the lawn all the time. So he said, here, take one of these. So I got a 2018.
And they gave me a hat yesterday. They came out. They said, you haven't gotten a hat yet. So I got a hat. And as soon as I get home, Katie will confiscate that hat.
She likes
she has hats. She has a collection going back to however many years I've been coming up here.
Yeah. It's so, like Annette likes hats. I'm not that much of a hat person, but around here it gives you some prestige. It's
yes, like, exactly.
I recognize the gold hat.
Yeah, it's like
it means something.
Are you a race official? Yes, and you've retired. You're out. You're no longer in.
So. What have you been doing? How do you keep yourself busy?
Are you talking the last 2 days or
the last eight months? The last 8 months, because you don't call, you don't write, you certainly don't return any of my phone calls.
Wow.
Because well, you know I'm going to ask you a question on how to do something.
Yeah.
One of the problems is that I didn't give you my new number, so, which was a smart thing on my part. But I live out with Annette in Wales Township on a farm and mow a lot. No livestock, no... You know, it's just a 5-acre farm and a pond and a farm, old farmhouse, old barn, and keeps me busy.
So you have lights now on the pond.
I do have lights on the pond. Nice. I have a fountain, but I got a submersible pump upside down and made a fountain.
It's all about the fountain and the lights.
And lights, yeah. LED lighting on the pond, you know. Yeah,
so you're tinkering around at home like you used to tinker around at the station.
What was it, the Truman Show, where at 7 in the morning the lights came, right. The sun comes up and the fountain goes on, yeah.
I'm proud that he did this without electrocuting himself.
You know, it is a small miracle.
So we do tend to unplug the system before we go swimming.
Yeah, okay. I said I want to go swimming, good. And I make sure I unplug.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
Don't forget.
That's great.
Belly up, but it's
so do you ever miss it?
I miss the camaraderie. I miss you guys, you know.
Yeah.
And a couple of the gals, not all. But yeah.
Not you, Andrew. Andrew, he doesn't even remember hiring you.
That's right. But yeah, I do miss the camaraderie. But the grind, I don't have to talk about the grind. It's grinding. And I do miss coming up here. I mean, we did the Mac conference.
Last year.
So that was something I kind of missed. And I didn't really miss the parade that much. Kind of missed the festival and all the ongoings.
Well, you know, they're looking for volunteers to
build
the festival back up.
I saw that little news item, but now that they got rid of all the volunteers, they
suddenly...
You know, I think we need a committee. just a thought.
I brought you up during the parade because I was playing some intro music, and I said, you know, if Bill were still here, he would have dug up Ethel Merman singing, I love a parade, and played that for you because that's just the kind of stuff that you do.
Absolutely.
So, love parades.
Yeah.
But not clowns.
Nobody likes clowns. Very, very scary. Very scary. I will say that the island's not as crowded as I thought it would be.
Not yet.
But you're missing 2,000 sailors and their families. Yeah. So
when they show up, it'll...
It'll get a little wild.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're here tomorrow morning, there'll be a few more people on the street.
Okay.
Because I think overnight tonight... A lot of people
are
going to finish this race.
That pack is getting closer and closer. Mm-hmm.
They're just kind of taunting us out there right now. And I think we're even going to start seeing some shore course boats coming here. And I didn't think that they were ever going to get here. I just figured they were all going to get out and swim to shore and be done with it.
Has there been a race this slow since the 70s?
No. It's been a while. I think the first one I did in 95 seemed to me like it was taking forever.
Forever.
Like, okay. You know the guy on PBS that shows you how to paint?
Yeah.
I would have rather watched a loop of his show than sit there and wait for those darn boats to come in that first year. But I wasn't prepared for any of it. I didn't know what to expect.
Yeah.
And I was kind of hoping that it would go a little quicker than it did. Now, after the last couple of races,
oh, it's been speedy.
I'm so spoiled that to flash back to this slow stuff. Well, and
last year was the fastest race, and this year is, I don't know if it will go down as the slowest race, but one of the slowest races in recent history and decades.
I can seem to remember, I think you were on board just watching, back at Mission Point, I believe, and you were just looking at them. You could see them out on the horizon, but they weren't moving.
Yeah.
And it was like that for hours and hours.
Bill always loves when I come up with these great stats. So WinQuest finished at 7:03 this morning. It took them 38 hours, 43 minutes, and 14 seconds to finish the race. They were the first boat. Had it been last year's race, they would have finished 163rd.
Wow.
Wow.
That's the difference between last year's race and this year's race.
Wow. So slow. And this was even a slow start. If I remember right, you guys didn't get...
Yeah, you picked a good year not to be out at the start line.
About that for a moment.
A good year to get away from that, my friend.
For years, you've been out on that boat. And
back
and,
home by 3.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, we were about halfway through the starts at 3. It was 4:20 when the last start got off. And there were some talks, I guess, about what do we do if it gets to be 6 o'clock and we haven't gotten all the boats off yet. And that becomes a serious consideration. So that they got off, and we talked to the race chairman about this last hour. He said it was, you know, no small feat to get all those boats out of there. And what struck me is that not only was it a slow start, but they didn't get, you know, 5 miles out and find some wind and start moving.
They just
it has been
there.
Slow the whole way. They didn't find wind until today. So 24, 36 hours of just sitting there.
Yeah.
In nothing, you know, 2-3 not wins.
I can remember
poor Paul
starts.
And Ted Everingham were out there so long that I finally had to save them by putting the Tiger game on.
Anything has more action than this, including the Tigers.
I was happy to hand things off to the Tigers. That was a long time to talk about nothing.
I can remember a number of starts, and you were there, Dennis, where they'd stop maybe an hour, start again, stop, start again. But not a whole day. Not a whole day. Unreal.
Bill and I have a lot of great start line stories. Some where we were together on the same boat. One year, I don't think you were working that year. I don't know what you were doing that year, but you wanted to come out on the boat. So you came out on Mr. Wismer's boat with me. And halfway through the race, here's Bill jumping over the side of the boat to go for a dip because it was like 190 degrees out. And he's swimming around out. And I'm like, Bill, don't get too close to the start line. Another year, we were rival stations.
Yeah.
And the power went out on Mr. Wismer's boat. And here I am. Bill's over on the Huron Lady. And I'm throwing extension cords across to Bill, and you made somebody else climb up and plug the thing in. It had to be plugged in up top. And then, of course,
that was kind of a dancing boat, the Huron Lady.
Yes. I
mean, we said, hey, the race has started. Play the music.
And then, of course, your cell phone got washed over the side the 1 year. And
that was always a good story.
Paul has been calling the fishes down at the bottom of the sea for a week trying to find you. And we won't talk about the year we went out, and
You didn't make the start.
I didn't make the start. So what happened was we had a bag of gear, and I had it next to me, and somebody must have thought that it was in the way or was afraid it was going to be in the way, and they took it down below, and they put it right up at the front of the boat, right up at the nose underneath. So I'm looking for my bag, and it's underneath, and we needed the stuff to get the broadcast going. So as soon as I went down into the cockpit and went to the bag, a gigantic wave hit the boat, and it was like being on a roller coaster at Cedar Point. I don't do roller coasters. I do not do roller coasters. I did get the bag and toss it to Bill, and then I said, I'm going to go over here and toss something else.
You were one sick puppy that year.
I was.
I'll tell you, the 2 years that I can think of in the last 15 or 16 that I didn't think Dennis was going to make it up here to the island. That was one of the years, because I knew how I didn't see him, but I heard all the descriptions, and I thought, oh, poor Dennis isn't even going to make it up to the island. Then there was a year that you got sunburned.
Kind of next to
badly.
Each other.
Oh, they gave me a shot, and I was fine.
steroid.
They did.
Rub a little dirt on it.
They did.
No problem.
They did. I went in, actually, that afternoon to Hamzavi, I think it was, and I said, anything you can do for this? And they gave me a bottle of cream, and he said, pull down your pants, and he gave me a shot in the rump, and I felt great. Felt great the next day. I was peeling.
No, you were sore, because I remember seeing how sore
he was. Red.
Well, I did wear the long pants to kind of protect me, and then they kind of rub against the burn as you're trying to stand up. So, yeah, it was
fun
uncomfortable,
times.
But we got through it.
Tender.
These things happen. It is what it is. Give me another cliche to use. All right.
You notice my sunglasses, by the way?
Yeah, I was hoping that those weren't your sunglasses.
They're my sunglasses. What do they look like?
They look like sunglasses that an 8-year-old girl would wear.
They look like a child's. Oh, wait a minute. Is that?
You're wearing a hat of the company that the colors match.
Okay.
Oh, it's
Oberon.
Oh, it's an Oberon.
It's Oberon-colored sunglasses.
Somebody was at the Oasis tent.
Well, worse than that, somebody was at opening day Tigers 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You've still got them.
I still got them.
Well, he's still got everything.
He's a pack rat.
Anything that anybody has ever given to Bill, he still has.
Annette can't believe that's possible, but I would have everything.
He loves his babies. Babies are good.
Sunglasses I have many of. Many.
Many so. Sunglasses.
But you guys are doing good.
Hats.
Listen a little bit on the internet. You're hanging in there. And, you know, before long, you might see a boat or two.
Before long. They're out there. They're getting closer. It's slow but steady.
40 nautical miles now, something like that.
The tortoise will get in here as soon as we can get the hare to take a nap.
You know, they should just call this. They should call this year the pickle year. The entire fleet should be given the pickle award.
Well,
that's an idea.
The pickle. I will stand by the fact. I don't think the pickle boat's getting here anytime soon.
Well, here's the thing. I've often thought you don't want to be the next to the last boat in. Nobody remembers that. There's no flag for it.
The other part about it is if you're the next to the last boat, the other guy can bail out and stick you with finishing last.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you're the next to the last, you get nothing for it. Nobody cares. Nobody gives you a flag. Nobody remembers. And so I just wonder if there's somebody out there who's going to be just stubborn enough, even if it takes until Wednesday night to get here, that they're going to stick to it.
Just don't be a local boat that I have to follow. Because if the last boat is somebody I don't know, I'm not going to worry about it anymore.
I wouldn't. That's right.
All right, let's grab a quick break here. We'll give Bill a chance to catch his breath.
He has so much to say.
Can you stay for a few more minutes?
Stay for a few more minutes.
All right. More from the island. Paul Miller joining me today on the Dennis Stuckey Show, and we have dredged up the ghost of Bill Gilmer as well here at the Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island. We'll have more in a moment here on an AM 1380 WPHM.